Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Authorities are searching for the hit-and-run driver who killed an 82-year-old woman as she crossed the street in northeast Philadelphia Thursday evening. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains the family is begging for answers.
Yulia Sherman was crossing Busselton Avenue near Leo Mall Drive when police say a dark-colored SUV struck her and took off, leaving her to die in the street.
The witnesses we spoke to last night stopped because they saw her laying on the ground, and they stopped to render aid.
Captain Mark Overwise with the Accident Investigation Division says they believe the car may have front-end damage.
She was laying north of the crosswalk, but not very far, and she was also pushing a cart full of her groceries that she just got from the Netcost Market.
Mark Ingerman is the victim's son-in-law and says Sherman immigrated here and embedded herself in the community, caring for everyone she met.
She was an amazing part of this community. She immigrated from communist Soviet Russia back in 1978.
Sherman had two children and five grandchildren.
She spent a beautiful, beautiful legacy. She has a beautiful legacy.
Investigators are looking for surveillance video, but could certainly use a tip call or 10. This year's winter break for Philadelphia public school students will be almost 2 weeks long, so city rec centers are stepping up to provide lunch on three of those days. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
When you think of the Parks and Rec Department, you may not immediately think of meal service, but in fact, Commissioner Catherine Ott Lovell says it's one of the largest meal providers in the city.
We provide over 1.6 million meals annually to young people.
Most of them are served at summer camps and after-school programs, but a few years ago, they started serving lunch on some school holidays, and this year that's expanding.
Anywhere there's an after-school program, so it's about 100 sites around the city, we'll have meals available for kids on December 23rd, December 27th, and December 30th.
The meals are free. They're provided by the USDA, but there is a limited number, so kids who are counting on them should get there early.
It's a little bit outside of our scope, but a critical resource that we're really happy to be able to provide, and we'll be doing other fun things too.
Rec center hours during the break will be 9 to 5. In November, there were 5.2 billion illegal robocalls in the country. Now, legislation to stop them has passed the U.S. House and will be considered in the Senate. KYW's Kim Glovis talked with New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, a co-sponsor.
Senator Menendez was holding a news conference in April on the bill to stop the annoying calls.
And in the middle of the press conference, you got it. I got a robocall.
The senator says the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, or TRACED, will beef up the existing law.
We know what needs to be done to put an end to these infuriating robocalls. We need to close loopholes in our telemarketing laws that let the scam artists get off scot-free. We need to give law enforcement better tools to catch, prosecute, and punish illegal robocallers.
And he said big phone companies need to stop spoof calls with available technology now.
Believe it or not, some senators are opposed to ending robocalls, but Menendez blames outreach by special interests. The Philadelphia School District says a growing number of students are taking advantage of its computer science offerings. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Guys, you want to have that code sheet open?
Kids at the K-8 Henry A. Brown School in Kensington look forward to Richard Delegati's class.
They come in here and they're engaged. They want to be here. They want to be doing what we're doing.
What they're doing is learning digital literacy.
For the kindergartners, a lot of it is just kind of introducing them to like the fundamentals, you know, manipulating the mouse, using the keyboard. We work into like the computer science topics.
For older kids, it's coding and clip art animation.
Some of the stuff that they came up with was just amazing. You know, they're putting in like captions and thought bubbles and words.
More than 130 Philly elementary schools have digital literacy programs,
which the district highlights for Computer Science Education Week. A church in Old City is known for its outdoor nativity displays, is keeping it simple this year after the escape of a cow two Christmases ago. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Old First Reformed United Church of Christ at 4th and Ray Streets has a nativity display in its courtyard this year. Painted plywood figures, including the Holy Family and the barnyard animals, including a cow, are on display. Messages of reflection are posted. Reverend Michael Kane is the pastor of the church.
When you look around at all the light shows and all those kind of signs of Christmas, there's often none of the religious story. We're a church. We think we can appropriately present the religious story that started it all.
For decades, the church was known for its live animal nativity displays. That was stopped last year after a cow named Stormy escaped the year before from the pen and made its way up to I-95.
The cow was safely caught, but there was a public outcry against using animals as entertainment.
They will use a donkey and a cast of human actors on Christmas Eve. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.